This week's RSC Podcast Long Distance Dedication Request comes from a young lady who says that she and her friends get a fit of the giggles every time they listen. She's wondering if we can send a happy hello to her boyfriend, who also loves the podcast and has been a subscriber for ages. Well, your wish just came true. Here's a reduced Shakespeare Company shout-out from Phoenix to her boyfriend, Nathaniel. Thanks for listening.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 219, Long Distance Dedication. Valentine's Day. This week's podcast is inspired by the long-distance dedication request we received via email sent to us at feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. And we loved getting it, by the way. You know, there are so many ways of interacting with us here at the Reduced Shakespeare Company, you know, chatting with us at the table in the lobby after a live performance, or posting a comment on our Facebook page, or sending us a tweet on Twitter, even going old school and going to the forum, which still exists at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. And you can find almost all of us individually on Facebook and on Twitter, too, not just the company. But what really surprises me personally are the people who come up to me after a performance and say something like, oh, I love the podcast. I listen to it every week. Dude, you're in my head. Now, that is fantastic to hear. And I know exactly the feeling when we go to National Public Radio or the BBC and we get to interact with the people behind the voices that we've been hearing for years. It's a very cool feeling. So I know what you're feeling. There is something strangely intimate about a voice on the radio or on a podcast.
Even this voice.
All right, I'm stopping that now. But at last year's Theater Communications Group conference in Chicago, I participated in a discussion about social networking, and the moderator said that she did not consider podcasts to be a social network because it was one-sided. One side broadcasts or podcasts, and the other side receives the broadcast or podcast but rarely responds. Now, I disagree with that analogy then, and I disagree with it now. That's it. It's kind of like saying theater isn't social or interactive unless the audience gets up on stage. But I take the point. Whereas with Facebook and Twitter, there can be dialogue and exchanges, and with the podcast, it is usually us, me, talking, and you listening. That's why we were delighted to get that email request from Phoenix. And in the past, we've received your emails and Facebook posts and tweets, and we really love getting your occasional MP3s, which I have included from time to time in the podcast. We want to hear from you and include you in the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. We are thrilled you're listening, and we want to encourage you. If you want to participate, you can. If you want to send us a question or fan mail or, God help us, a complaint or a dedication request or a blurb, instead of just sending an email, use the microphone on your computer and send us an MP3 audio file, which I can include directly into the podcast. You guys might like hearing our voices, but I want to hear yours. Now, and speaking of folks listening to the podcast and in keeping with our dedication to long distances, you know, we perform all over the world, right? It's true. We perform usually mostly in the United States. And for 10 or 12 years, we were a regular fixture in the UK and the West End. And we are trying to get back there. We are in discussions with producers over in the UK, and we very much want to come back there as soon as we can. Now, last year we performed in Hong Kong and Singapore. We hope to return there. Next week we return to Belgium and Holland, and you'll hear more about that tour in next week's podcast. We're always trying to be more international. In fact, we just found out about a couple of non-RSC productions of The Bible, The Complete Word of God Abridged, that are going to be produced in Poland and the Czech Republic and translated into Polish and Czech. So, and we're also talking to a producer in Mexico who wants to produce a Spanish language production of Completely Hollywood Abridged in Mexico City. So we're very much excited that those productions are going to happen. And it looks like the RSE is going to tour a country we haven't been to in a very, very long time. It looks like we're going to go there this spring, and I will tell you more about that in a few minutes. In the meantime, since we can't physically be everywhere in the world, at least we could be almost everywhere in the world in this ever-popular podcast format that you are listening to now. Wherever you are in the world, you can find the podcast on our website, reducedshakespeare.com. But, of course, you can also find us on iTunes. Now, you know that iTunes has a different store for every country it operates in. So I took a look at our global rankings on iTunes over the weekend. Now, going country by country, I found some interesting statistics from the iTunes store or stores around the world. For instance, in Hong Kong, we are the number 7 performing arts podcast in all of Hong Kong. Now, fair enough. Not a huge country. It's its own thing. Now, great. Now, in the UK, we are number 16, the 16th most listened to performing arts podcast in the UK. In Ireland, we are number 21. We haven't been there in a long time. Here's a surprise. In Spain, we are the 24th listened to performing arts podcast. In Spain, we've never performed in Spain. That's outstanding. In Hungary, we're the 35th most popular performing arts podcast. In New Zealand, we're the 36th. In Greece, we're number 45. In the U.S., we've dropped. We usually were in the top 20 or 30. We've dropped number 52. Now, there's a couple of explanations for this, I think. There's a ton of podcasts here in the U.S. Most of them seem to be podcasts of old radio broadcasts or old radio shows, or they are music-based, or there's a couple of things that look decidedly porn-like. I think we are at least the second or third theater podcast. In fact, there's the one podcast that I listen to regularly is the Downstage Center podcast from the American Theater Wing, hosted by our friend Howard Sherman. That is a fantastic podcast, and it's the one theater podcast that I know is definitely ahead of us at like 48 or something. It's a fantastic theater podcast. Check it out if you haven't already. Now, going down the list, we are also 52 in Finland. We've never played Finland. We are 61 in Israel. We are number 84 in Singapore. We are number 69 in Belgium. Now, we're hoping we can bring that number up when we go back to Belgium. In Sweden, we're 74. Portugal, 75. Canada, we haven't played in Canada forever. We're 109th. Germany, 113. Holland, we're 115. We definitely got to bring that number up. Australia, we're the 120th performing arts podcast. In France, 136. It's Italy, 145. Norway, we're 159. And now there's something extremely rotten in Denmark. We're not even listed. I don't even know how to respond to that. We're not listed in Denmark. We're not listed in Mexico. We're not listed in Egypt. We're not listed in the Czech Republic, Poland, Argentina, India, and a whole bunch of others that I didn't even check. I didn't even look. But if you are a listener to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast in any of these countries, we'd be so grateful if you would go to iTunes, find the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast page, and write a review. You can also give us a star ranking, preferably a 5-star ranking. But anything you can do, really, to help us spread the word about the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast would be much appreciated.
Hey there, I'm Lavinia from Lush 99.5, all the way from sunny Singapore. My radio station is known for music that is sexy, sensual, and smooth. But for the funny and the downright hilarious, I'm going to leave it to the guys from the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Enjoy this podcast from them, and as we say in Singapore, it's Lush La.
Okay, we're Where can you see the RSE? Next week, we begin our 6 weeks tour of Belgium and Holland. Matt Rippey, Jeff Marlowe, and Tiger Reel will be performing the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised in 28 different cities in those two countries. Check out our touring page for specific venue and ticket information. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for The Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. It's a great newsletter to subscribe to because we hardly ever send you anything. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe. Now, I'm aware that if you're catching up on podcasts and only listening to this week's podcast weeks, months, or even years after February 14th, 2011, for you, this tour date information must be like a time capsule of what we were doing and where we were touring way back when. But what I don't know is how you listen to the podcast. Do you listen every week as it comes out? Do you take breaks and have to catch up? Do you put them into your iPod queue and listen to them during long commutes? That's how I do it. Do you stream? Do you stream on your computer at work, at home? Do you download, listen later? We can tell which web browsers people use when they visit our website. We can tell how many registered users we have in our RSE chat room. We can tell how many Facebook friends we have and how many Twitter followers we have. But we can't get an accurate count of how many podcast listeners we have. So sound off, starting with you. And let us know how you listen by sending us an email to feedback@ReducedShakespeare.com. Everybody that responds will get such a shout out. Oy. And if anybody knows how we can get an accurate count of podcast listeners, we would really love to hear that as well. Now, if you've noticed a smooth jazz vibe to this week's podcast, that's because you're listening to the music of guitarist Eric Essex. That's Essex with an I, like the number six, S6. We met Eric when we played in Birmingham, Alabama last month, and he turned us on to his music. We meet a lot of interesting folks in our travels. It's one of the things that makes touring with the RSE one of the coolest gigs ever, and we're always thrilled when they want to share what they do with you. Another woman we met in Birmingham arrived late to the performance, so of course we had to make fun of her and ask her why she got there late. She said she had had heart surgery 3 weeks ago and was moving slowly. Now, she was a young woman and she was smiling, so we weren't really sure whether she was messing with us or not, but we made some jokes about we hope she didn't die laughing, and then we moved on. She came up to us at the table in the lobby after the show, and she told us she really had had heart surgery, but that everything was fine now and that it was good to laugh. Boy, I bet it was. To go through that and then to come out and see our dopey comedy show, I'm not sure which takes more guts. Now, we met another woman. Well, you know we sign a lot of autographs after our performances, mostly on programs, but occasionally on shoes and T-shirts. Sometimes when they're being worn, sometimes when they're not. And very, very occasionally we sign body parts, mostly arms and hands, but there's the occasional boob. In Fairbanks, we signed the chests of two guys, and it was really, really too cold to be doing that. They were boobs having their boobs signed by boobs. Triple threat. Anyway, in Princeton last fall, we signed our best body part yet, a woman's bald head. She had been undergoing chemotherapy and had loved the show. She was with her family, and so we were thrilled to celebrate her achievement by signing her head. We got an email from her husband last month who wrote, I quote, "I regret to inform you that my wife Karen passed away quietly on 29 December 2010 from stage 4 breast cancer. I just wanted to thank you for providing some much needed humor in our lives. Stephen, our hearts go out to you and your family, and we really appreciate that you taking the time to give us that information in what surely has to be a horrible time in your life. I'm glad she was laughing. We were thrilled to have met her and to see her laughing. And if there is a better job than making people laugh, I just do not know what it is." Who here of the Reduced Shakespeare Company has a long-distance dedication, a little Valentine's Day shout-out? Anybody? Elaine Randolph, stage manager?
Yes, to my fabulous nephew, Christopher, for being a totally willing chauffeur in our saga of the snowstorm the second week of January. To all of my students in the tech class who are being fabulous and will be fabulous this next week in the show. And to my sister, who listens to me.
Nice. Reed Martin?
Well, it's not a long-distance dedication. My Valentine's dedication is to my beautiful wife, Jane, and our two boys, Campbell and Kean. Happy Valentine's Day. I love you. And my dad, the greatest dad in the world. I guess my long-distance dedication is very long-distance. I've always had sort of a crush on a historical figure who's long passed, but happy Valentine's Day, Eleanor Roosevelt.
April George, wardrobe mistress, stage manager, nonpareil. Who do you have sent out a long-distance dedication to?
I would like to do a shout-out to all the folks back in Sonoma County. Happy Valentine's Day.
You didn't want to wish him a happy Thanksgiving?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Matt Rippey, no matter where you are in the world, you are long distance from somebody, from family or friends.
That's true, yeah. I spend my life that way, but let's see. Okay, well, it's okay. Valentine's Day, my shout-out goes to someone who I think is probably feeling pretty low, because let's face it, and she needs probably a little TLC, because after the Super Bowl national anthem debacle, my big shout out is to Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Baby, I still love you. Yeah. Here's looking at you, kid. And then on a serious note, happy birthday and happy Valentine's Day to Tibbles.
Aww. I think my long-distance dedication would have to be to my wife and kids, from whom I am always away, on the road with the Renew Shakespeare Company.
Aw, I'm feeling there's a lot of love in this room.
Group hug! Group hug!
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. My long-distance dedication goes to all our listeners around the world. Thank you so much for keeping the RSE alive and for spreading the RSE love. For you, I have a heart on my sleeve. Send us your long-distance dedications via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page. And as I said, you can post reviews at our podcast page on iTunes. You can also interact with our other fans at our website, reducedshakespeare.com, and on our Reduced Shakespeare Company fan page at facebook.com. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, not world but close to home traveler Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band, and this week by guitarist Eric Essex. You heard songs off Eric's two CDs, Birmingham and Somewhere in Alabama. Check out all Eric's music and tour dates at his website, ericessex.net. That's Eric with a C and Essex with an I. .net. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Meg Sussman. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Lavinia from Lush 99.5 in Singapore. Next week, we'll talk to Jeff Marlowe and Tiger Reel, who, along with Matt Rippey, will be kicking off their six-week tour of Belgium and Holland. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 219 657ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
So this is a shout-out to one of my old-time pals, Mr. Jeff Marlowe, who I was on the road with the America show, who is going to be opening in Holland, Belgium, with the Shakespeare show. Stock up on the Red Bull now, buddy. Have great shows.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much
and
less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.
And now a postscript. As I went to upload this podcast, I discovered at iTunes that the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast has now jumped to number 23 in the U.S. We are the 23rd most popular performing arts podcast in the United States on iTunes as of this week. Now, these rankings clearly fluctuate often, and they're probably meaningless, but I'm just going to say that the Downstage Center podcast by the American Theater Wing remains up high at number 60. And also, I forgot to tell you, the country that we're going to be performing in this spring on a three-week tour, fingers crossed, if it all comes together, is New Zealand. We haven't been there since at least 1995. And hopefully the contracts aren't signed, but all the conversations are pointing to a successful resolution that this might actually happen. You are hearing it here first on the podcast. When it becomes more official, we will give you more specifics. We're very, very excited. We saw that documentary about New Zealand, The Lord of the Rings, I think it was called. And we just can't wait to go down there and find the precious.